The Mac and Reed Show, Monday afternoons on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
The inadvertent slap that he got almost ejected, or he got teed up for. Are they targeting him at this point? He can't really. He said himself he can't play his own game.
If you don't see it, you're blind. He's become.
I think that was incidental. But the other stuff,
yes,
not so much.
I'll even say in the Bulls game, like, they look for it. And I think I'm kind of. I have mixed emotions with this. I wonder how Ross feels. Like, I'm just at the point with Cousins where it's like, okay, enough is enough. Turn the corner. We saw Zach Randolph do it when he went to Memphis. And although you're still in Sacramento, you've been in the league 7 years now. And you're a 25-15 rebound player if you want to be. You're ultra talented, possibly the best big man in the NBA that nobody will ever say. And you just don't need to be involved in little altercations. You're a $30 million player. Go out, play the game, go home. Keep your name out of the media. You're on the United States Olympic team. And I thought that was going to be the turning point, much like it did for DeMar DeRozan, who now everybody knows DeMar DeRozan now, Ross. He's playing in Toronto. You don't often think of Toronto. It's not like they're playing at 9 o'clock like the West Coast, but you don't really think of Toronto when it comes to basketball, Vince Carter, or whatever. But once DeMar DeRozan made the Olympic team, his game went to another level. And DeAndre Jordan, they all went to that next level. And not to say that DeMarcus isn't playing at that level. The way he carries himself continues to be immature and childish. And I'm on his side in most cases, but I just think eventually you got to call a spade and say, maybe you need to look at yourself and say, what am I doing wrong?
I think they do target Boogie Cousins. I think they target him unfairly. I think other players target him around the league. I think the referees target him around the league. I think his own team sells him out a lot. They've been doing that over the past throughout his whole career. He just is he's the quintessential, like, change of scenery cliche guy. He just needs to get the hell out of Sacramento.
He really does at this point.
And Sacramento just has to realize it's better for us and it's better for him if we just separate from each other. Like, pull the plug on him. You're not going to win a championship with him. You're not going to get close. You might as well, like, cut your losses, rebuild, get some assets. And I think once he finds himself on another team, then you'll see him kind of reinvent himself a little bit, right? He reminds me so much of, you talked about Zach Randolph, which was a good analogy. But remember, Zach Randolph had to get to Memphis before he kind of mellowed out a little bit, right?
Correct.
Reminds me of kind of like Dennis Rodman had to kind of get to the Bulls to kind of chill out a little bit, right? Like, yeah. You know, he was reckless there at the end in Detroit. He was reckless a little bit too in San Antonio. And then he had to, like, kind of get that change of scenery, kind of reinvent himself in a new spot. So I think that's what Boogie Cousins is right now. I think if Boogie was able to just get out of Sacramento, because I think a lot of that frustration is because he's just in a really bad, toxic situation. And he knows that it's not going to get better anytime soon. He knows he's wasting the best years of his career just in you know, it's not even basketball purgatory because they're not even, like, decent. They're just
no.
They're a mess.
Like, but they're centered around him. There's so much invested in him. That's the thing. Is like, if I'm him, yeah. But is he gonna walk? That's the question. From away, all that money they say they're gonna offer him, like a, you know, 6 year, $200 million deal, something like that.
At what point though is an extra $40 or $50 million worth your sanity? Right? Your career, like your legacy. To me, I get it. Your team can pay you the most money, but you got to leave that $40 million on the table just to, like, say, I got to get the hell out of here, man. I can't do it anymore. I'm going to go to, you know, Atlanta or Chicago or Miami or whatever, somewhere where I can reinvent myself as a person. Like, you talked about, he's the best center in the league, right? I don't see any shoe deal. I don't see any commercials. He's got to get out of that situation. I promise you, if he came to, like, the Bulls, hypothetically, right? Then the Adidases and the Nikes will call, and he kind of, like, became a better person.
You think the character would change?
You can recoup that money, no problem.
You said a lot of stuff, and I'll just try to capitalize it. I mean, it's this. I would hate because the two names that you named were kind of going toward the backward end of their careers in Rodman and then Zach Randolph. DeMarcus Cousins is 25, 26. So I don't want it to take that long for him to realize and wake up and end up on a third team to chill out. If you're going to stay in Sacramento and take the money, nobody can begrudge you just like they couldn't Carmelo. But let's say you do go to another team, change the scenery. We all know how that plays out. I don't need, because I don't want to be a hypocrite, Mac, I don't need you to be citizen of the year when you come to Chicago, go to L.A.
Nah.
I just need you to not be Draymond Green, because the only reason Draymond Green can get away with it is because there's 73 wins and an NBA champion. So when you get to that level of notoriety, then I can say, I mean, it's DeMarcus Cousins and you're not going to win without him. I can't even defend that because you're not winning with him.
Yep.
So I myself, I would never walk away from $30 million. I'm sorry.
I get what Ross money. I don't know anyone else out there besides maybe L.A. They could maybe do something, move around, but they have a lot of young pieces they're invested in at this point. It would take something monumental to get him out of there.
That's, I mean, the $30 million, that's short money. That's short-sighted money. Like, if you found a way to get out of Sacramento, go to a franchise that's a lot more stable where they can build around you, right? And then all of a sudden, you start getting the endorsement deals. You get into the playoffs. You will make more money in other places. You'll get that $30 million somewhere else, right? Like looking around the league, how many guys got shoe deals and stuff like that? Really
so much money going around.
They don't need to
right
have
now
shoe oh deals. Deal. You know, like, he's the best center in the league. And he's not – I don't see him anywhere. He's not in a Foot Locker commercial or, you know, Adidas doesn't have some, you know, fancy rapper, you know, with him in a commercial. Like, that's – there's something wrong there with that. And to touch on – you talked about his age, right? Number one, he's a center. So, to me, centers break down faster than guards do.
Oh, by 30, right. They're done.
He's already 26. He's already been in the league 6 years. Do you think that Sacramento is fixing this in the next 4 years? Hell no.
No.
He's going to be 30. And then he's peaked in his career, and now he's just going to fall.
And you're not wrong in regards to that as well. But what I'm basically saying is I'm not going to walk away from $30 million. So I can go to Sacramento and pull a Scottie Pippen and say, sign and trade and play that card, because Sacramento isn't – you saw Vlade Divac come out and say it, like, we're not trading it, but that could be a leverage play. We all know that. But I have a private meeting to say – look, cashier me in, get as many picks as you can. You're going into the new arena, or we're already here. And just like sell. I think we're just in the generation of the rebuild across all sports. If you're transparent with your fan base, I think you can buy yourself some time to save your job. I feel that if I'm DeMarcus Cousins, I'm not walking away from $30 million. We know I said that. But if you want to trade me, I'm all aboard, and I'll go, and I'll start anew.
He's got to push the envelope then and get traded. Two guys that I think he can be a lot like, Alonzo Mourning, right? Left Charlotte, reinvented himself in Miami, where they were a championship contender every year. Chris Webber gets out of Washington, goes all the way to, ironically enough, Sacramento, where they were a championship contender every single year. A lot of times, some of these guys, they just got to get out of that first bad situation to get to a more stable spot. He's definitely one of those guys.